7:38 here on K-Man's Morning News. 42 degrees right now in Manhattan on our way to a high of 65. Some fog this morning on your drive into work. Chris Swick, Brandon Peoples here with you on this Thursday morning. And as is tradition on Thursdays, we talk the weather with Chip Redmond from Kansas Mesonet. And Chip, it is Severe Weather Awareness Week in the state of Kansas. And seems like clockwork. The minute we start saying the severe word, it seems like there's some to pop into the forecast. And looks like we could be seeing some coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, we are going to start March off with finally some seasonal-like weather. Yeah, there were a couple thunderstorms around last weekend to the east and south of Manhattan. I don't think we had any thunder reported actually in Manhattan. So we're still looking for our first thunderstorm of the year. But we're gonna bring it in with a bang. We got several rounds of thunderstorms expected in the Manhattan area over the next day or so. I think today will be pretty quiet overall, but we get a first push of storms. A complex of storms is expected to develop down in Oklahoma, and that's going to push north and east into the area probably about after midnight or so, and then that'll bring us some light rain and some a little bit of lightning and thunder. Nothing in the way of severe weather. And then really the big question kind of turns to tomorrow on Friday of what do we expect. The Storm Prediction Center has us an enhanced risk, they call it, which means we have a higher probability of about a 30% chance of probability of severe weather within 25 miles of Manhattan. So we look at those outlooks. They try to pin down where the highest continuity is for severe weather. And that's just all severe weather parameters, both tornadoes, strong winds, and hail. I think a lot's going to determine on what happens with the temperatures tomorrow. We get the temperatures up, and then we'll be able to build some heat and instability. If the temperatures stay pretty benign and we keep the fog, I don't think we'll see a lot of severe weather tomorrow, to be honest with you. But the ceiling's high. You got a lot of strong wind aloft, and those winds kind of turn with height. So basically, they're out of the south at the surface, and as you get higher up in the atmosphere, they turn to the west, and eventually northwest, and that's perfect conditions for honestly, tornadic supercells. It's just a question of, are we actually going to be able to tap into that environment? We're so early in the spring. We don't have a lot of that. I mean, we have a lot of moisture here at the surface, but it's not a really deep layer of moisture. So we're just kind of missing some things. But overall, there is a chance of severe weather tomorrow. I think the highest potential is along the cold front. We'll get a line of storms that develop in the evening. That'll be mostly a wind and hail threat. I think the biggest tornado threat is going to be off to the east. Again, if things can actually warm up. And then, I think we're at least quieter for severe weather-wise for a couple of days.
Are you thinking this is primarily then tomorrow an evening only situation that we're looking at?
Yeah, I think the severe weather component, at least the highest end severe weather, is expected tomorrow evening. If we do get some additional heating tomorrow when temperatures actually get to 70, then we could potentially see a couple of isolated storms in the afternoon. But it's going to be primarily in the afternoon into the evening. And again, the highest focus is going to be along that cold front as it sweeps through, probably around sunset or just after.
Okay. Well, speaking of the sun, we haven't seen a lot of the sun here in the last few days. What about today? Will we see some sunshine here pop out?
Yeah, it's been since Sunday. It's not that I'm counting the days or hours, but it has been very, very cloudy. And when it's not cloudy, we have fog. And you wouldn't think we actually had two cold fronts come through this week. And usually that pushes all that moisture off to our south and dries it out, and we see the sun. But with that rainfall that we had over the weekend, it's allowed the surface to get moist enough to keep the humidity up high at the surface. So even when we had a front, we kept fog. There were a couple peaks of sun. If you caught it, maybe you were coming in from Wamego this morning, a couple peaks of sun there. I think we will get clouds to briefly break out this afternoon. That will allow temperatures maybe to touch the 60-degree mark. Probably a little bit better chance tomorrow. Again, if we get that sunshine, it's going to warm those temperatures up, and that's going to increase our severe weather risk. But we're going to stay foggy and be battling this stratus, this cloud deck just above the surface on and off, really through the course of the next 24, 48 hours. But then, you know, we transition to the weekend. We're going to see a lot of sun this weekend, I think, and it's going to help everyone get that much-needed vitamin D that we've all desperately been wanting since Sunday.
I have kind of felt the clouds, and because they say the seasonal depression or whatever, the Seattle kind of weather kind of drags people down. Kind of starting to feel that a little bit, so I can definitely use a little bit of sunshine in my life. I don't know about you. On with Chip Redman here with Kansas Mezzonet here on K-Man's Morning News. So with the clouds, it's been mostly drizzle, maybe not much in the way of measurable precipitation. How much have we received, and how much more can we expect over the next couple of days?
Yeah, it has been just enough to say it's precipitation, and just enough to get things wet. You know, we only received about a quarter inch of rainfall last weekend. As you got further east, those amounts went up. You know, Topeka area saw about a half inch. To the south towards Council Grove also saw about a half inch. And to our west, we had west almost nothing once we got west of Dickinson County. That moisture's definitely been utilized with the increased humidity at the surface and that drizzle. It's kind of that positive feedback. Overall, you know, that's not as much moisture as we would expect in a week yet. Our average precipitation is about 0.35, almost 0.4 of an inch of moisture a week now. And so we need more rain this week to actually even keep up with normal. The clouds just keep that humidity locked in. So with this storm system tomorrow or overnight tonight and then again tomorrow, I expect maybe another quarter to an inch, maybe half inch if we get under one of the heavier storms. Especially tomorrow evening along that front. But they're going to be pretty fast moving, and so I don't think we're going to get a ton of moisture out of it. And so we're going to see things, honestly, dry out fairly quickly this weekend because of that lack of moisture we've actually seen this week. And you will see that the ground feels wet now, but it's really not that wet.
We know it's supposed to calm down a little bit this weekend. As you look ahead towards next week, do you see that pattern continuing?
Yeah, you know, I'm thinking about this weekend with the temperatures. They're going to be a little bit cooler, but we are going to see a lot of sun. We're going to dry things out. I know I just want to put the placeholder on folks' heads. I know it's getting that time of the year where they want to prescribe burn. You know, we still have grass in the landscape. That's our primary thing that burns in the foothills, and that only takes an hour to dry out, and we have a lot of grass. So don't underestimate prescribed burn fire behavior this weekend, and keep local fire departments busy. Let's not do that. But just be aware that fire is still going to burn really intense. We haven't had a lot of moisture, and we haven't had snow, really, is what we need to map that down. Going into next week, high pressure is going to dominate at least until Monday, and the temperature is going to start increasing again, and we're going to see moisture come back into the forecast as we kind of have another storm system that's going to push across the central United States. It's going to allow that Gulf moisture to come northward into the plains, kind of similar to what the setup here tomorrow. And we're going to see a similar setup on Tuesday next week. Another strong storm system. We're already highlighted for severe weather potential next Tuesday. And so we're going to see a little bit of rinse, wash, repeat. We're just going to get a couple 3 or 4 day break in between. And that looks like that system next week is going to have a little bit more cool air to work with. Temperatures might actually get below average a little bit. We're around that 50, low 50s for highs. And so we might actually see some high temperatures in the 40s by the end of next week. And dry conditions likely carry us into the following weekend.
All right, Chip Redman from Kansas Mezzonet. As always, we thank you for joining us and kind of keeping us up to date. What to expect weather-wise, and let's hope for an overblown prediction for severe weather for tomorrow.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're going to have some storms, and that's probably the thing to get excited about. Just be aware, kind of good time to review your severe weather awareness plan and reminder what to do and where to take cover and kind of go through those things with your family.
All right. Hey, thanks for joining us, sir.
Yep, thanks for having me.
All right, Chip Redman with Kansas Mezzonet. Chris Swick here with you, along with Brandon Peoples on K-Man's Morning News.